go get another piece of cake.
Do that, grab it.
It's Bourgeois, my birthday.
Happy birthday.
It is your birthday today?
You kidding?
Yeah, I want to know why.
July 1st? What year?
That's why we have.
1956.
What year?
56.
No.
It's my birthday, 1947.
Really?
Town Ruling Committee meetings for July 1st, 2013 will come to order. Please turn off the silence electronic devices. Mr. Neeson, will you lead us in a pledge, please?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilman Rhodes.
Here.
Councilman Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilman Richard.
Here.
Councilman Andre.
Here.
Councilman Neeson.
Here.
Mayor Costa.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. The minutes for the regular meeting of June 10th are in your package. If you have any corrections or otherwise, let us know and be on the agenda next week. Committee, Public Works, I have some things in the mayor's report that involve Public Works, but nothing of note. Planning and zoning, item number one is not going to be acted on Monday night because Kurt Mancuso is the one who applied for the variance, and he called me last night and said that he didn't need it till the next month anyway, but it's because he's had some setbacks. And so we're just going to put it, it's going to be on the Planning Commission agenda for July, and then it'll come up in August here. And they're right.
Well, are they still going to have their special meeting there?
No, it's called off. Called off. Top three derelict buildings is really easy to talk about. I hadn't changed it since last month. But it's not really top three derelict buildings, but it's of note. There's a lot in town, and I don't know the address. The grass is very, very tall, and we've had several complaints. The owner of the property is defaulted on the property. It's been foreclosed on. It's supposed to be a sheriff's sale. And I called Tom today, and he said it would be okay if we cut it, but we don't expect to be reimbursed for it. So I told Wayne that we're going to cut it. We're probably going to cut it tomorrow. But it's, you know, grass is really, really tall. So
that's a public health.
Yeah, it's a public health thing. So it's small. It's not a big yard.
Corner of
Bajern
and Bourgeois.
Bajern. So we're just going to go ahead and cut it. And I think Ned's going to go to the sheriff's sale and serve whoever shows up. I think we can't even figure out who to serve. So it's just something we just need to do. Other than that, as far as I know, I've noticed progress on the ones that say in progress. I have to say that on the derelict buildings report, I've been derelict and checking them out. So hopefully we'll do something next month. Orleans West final plat, that's on here just to say that they did finish the punch list, and it has been signed, and I think we got a recorded copy. So they're good to go in phase two. Not much there.
Oh, well, in addition to all the houses going up, they have a family of ducks that have taken up residence there.
Well, no, that's because it's Dings Wildlife Refuge.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
No.
The wildlife is very good, the duck family.
You're right. That's
the reason we have them, right?
Don't they have them all? What's the servitude back there for the drainage? For that ditch that they covered in the initial Orleans quarters?
25 feet.
Is it still there?
Yeah. And a resident of the subdivision attended the last homeowners association meeting and told El Presidente and board if they wrote a letter to the town would be happy to reduce the servitude, and they have done nothing. And I ain't telling them again.
And the resident is present here.
Because them houses look like they own the servitude to me.
They ain't far from it.
If they're not on it, they're not far from it.
We got a lot of people calling wanting to put culverts in the back and all that. We got it signed. We got it from the engineer, and that's up to them if they want to do it. But it's they're very close. They almost went in the ditch. You know, but no, it's no.
It's right there. And here it's gonna look far. You get out there 25 feet,
but the ducks have a lot of space.
Ducks is doing good.
I have a question maybe for Roy. Joanne and I drove down there, and the two middle retention ponds versus the large one in the back at the end, the water level is much, much lower in the two up front than the one in the back. The one in the back is almost full. Is that normal, or is that...
I'd ask to look at the numbers, I don't know.
Where that pond is in the back is probably 4 foot lower than the land in the front pond. Nope.
Oh, yeah.
I think from the beginning of Allee Street to the back is about 6 foot.
Oh, it's a big drop in elevation.
Well, is it a problem for that pond to be almost full during dry weather?
I'd have to go look. It's not supposed to remain full.
No.
It's supposed to have those outlet pipes to drain.
I don't think they've done finished that pond.
Okay.
Well, the outfall pipe, the outfall, did you see outfall pipes?
No, I did not.
Oh, they probably...
I don't think they get there yet.
We didn't go right.
They may not cut it.
They were just digging to fill in, to build the land up further.
That would make sense.
So they could have where the street would drain like it needed to. But yeah, that land, the elevation of land is much lower. And you're right on that line of the flood map almost where...
Yeah, but I think his question, I think that drain pipe must not be...
Yeah, and they don't have the infrastructure around that like they got the other one, the little weird setup.
It's supposed to drain out.
Somebody already built a little walkway out there.
Yeah, like a little...
Kids are fishing off of it.
Like a little pier.
Roy, I told Wayne today that we were going to be calling you tomorrow to set up. The engineer for the subdivision figured what kind of culverts need to be in the ditch on the south side. He figured 3 15-inch culverts. Now, from Norman Engineering that I learned when I was first got out of college and worked for the highway department, you figure out how many acres are going to drain into a ditch, and that's how you size your culverts. Somebody got to convince me that that's not an overkill, because it just doesn't look like that much water can get that ditch. But I want you or Ted or somebody to lay it out and say, okay, this is how many acres are draining into this. It might be water coming from somewhere else that I'm not aware of, but these people that are building down there, they are going to, whether they've asked now or they or haven't asked, they're going to be asking. You know, we want to put culverts in the ditch, so I want to make sure that the design for that is not an overkill. That's not something y'all review, but I do want to look at it in a global sense and make sure we're not overkilling that
Where are they getting their size from, 3 15-inches?
Well, they're getting it from their calculations. Sean Hyman.
Okay, well, yeah, Ted can look at that and deal with him.
Yeah, I don't think it's a complicated thing, but I just don't see where that much water can come. You take it from the middle of every lot, and then Allee Street, you know, I mean, it shares its water with the culvert, with the ditches on Allee Street. I just don't see where there's that much water, but if that's what it is, that's what it is. But I don't want to get in a situation where we make people put 3 culverts in a ditch and then find out later on, hey, that's a wave, it's a big overkill. I mean, we just have like 18-inch culverts behind, and goes up to like 24-inch culverts all the way along Orleans Quarters in the back, and it does us fine. So, I don't know. We'll be calling you. I didn't want to do it today. Anything else on Orleans West? All right, Finance Committee, review of June bills. Anybody have any questions on the June bills? Oh, did y'all get your graphs? Yeah, you got your graphs. I did the graphs today. Came out. Pretty good. Any questions?
Top one, the hotel money, town, Little Silver.
Yeah. The jet. We're gonna do that adjustment in a minute. Hopefully. Well, next Monday. That's what it's called. It's like pennies from heaven, actually. We don't even have a hotel or motel, we get $25,000.
What's that Department of Social Services child support?
That's one employee has a judgment. Anybody else? Oh, y'all eat. All right. Ordinance number 6, the sewer connection fees. Y'all can see from your draft. Will we change it from per lot shall be charged a subdivision developer? We change it charge for all new connections. So whether a person builds a house, an individual house, or it's a subdivision, when they connect to the sewer system, it'll be the same thing for everybody. I think that's what y'all had in mind.
Right.
Any questions or comments on that? All That'll be on the agenda next Monday. Discuss ordinance 7 sewer budget adjustment. That's what we were just talking about. Basically, what we're doing is adding the $25,000 for the grant and then changing it, the expense side to $25,000 more. $1,400.
You saw the article on the paper about you that any sewer system?
Yeah. But their problem is so massive. They have like a century now built different sewer systems all over the place and totally unmaintained.
It's a good thing we don't have to look at those huge bills they get every month.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to only get worse. They can't. I mean, that's not enough money. Would you be upset at a rate increase of 95 cents like we did last year, like did last month?
Let's say I've been married for about 30 years. It started, I didn't pay anything on sewer, and I'm up to pushing 50, and I don't know where it's going to stop.
Move the rule and you can cut it in half.
Yeah. I got a house for sale, by the way, if you want to move it. Ain't nobody interested in it either. All right. Personnel committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation, cooperative endeavors. Next week, I'm going to ask you all to approve a cooperative endeavor with each one of these organizations because for the new council members, we are allowed to help recreation programs and other things like that as long as it's a cooperative endeavor between that organization and us. And this was part of the recreation budget. So what we do every year is we come up with a cooperative endeavor and we sign it with each one of these groups, and it makes it legal. As a matter of fact, the Municipal Review magazine has an Attorney General's opinion in the back that says the same thing. If some town gave some money to a recreation program and said, you can't do it unless you have a cooperative endeavor, we've been doing that. I guess this is our second or third year.
Third.
But it works out really good. It works good for everybody. And the auditors say it's okay, and the law says it's okay, so we can do that.
It's a pro forma thing that you got to do it.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind doing it. I think it's a good idea. All right, all the preliminaries are done now. Government affairs, I'm not sure. You got anything?
Yeah,
police committee. Right. Oh, police is first. Okay. Yeah. Capital outlay. Last Tuesday, we had a meeting and I thought it was a very productive meeting because we got a lot of stuff out. So what I did, I put together some little slides just for us to have something to talk about. And also, after the budget discussion on how much it costs, I wanted to clarify in my own brain how much this thing would, what it would look like. So as we go through the evening, some of the items that I picked up on was, do we need a new police station, the cost of the police station, the modern design of the new station, the amenities in the station, the demolition of the old police station, and the Sally Port. Those are some of the things that came up as discussion items where, it sounded like they didn't actually completely get resolved. So to help with the discussion of the cost, next slide. What I did was I tried to break it down, and if you tell me that I'm $10,000 off on any one of these, I'm not going to argue with you, okay? This is what Wayne and I, putting about an hour in today, could figure out is the best we can come up with.
You'd be lucky.
Administration building, huh?
You'd be lucky if it's
lucky. Administration building is $2,256,000. The archive building is $366,000. The maintenance building is $159,000, and equipment is $115,000, which is all different kinds of stuff. That's what I'm calling, the name I'm calling is construction cost because it's in the construction estimate. Yeah, all those together, you get $2,896,000. Okay, next slide. What I'm calling non-construction costs is planning, which is $284,000, basically architect, and contingencies, which the architect put in there, $202,000. That is also a contingency in the construction part, but as an overall contingency. So we really have two contingencies, but the other contingency was in the construction part. So the total for non-construction is roughly $486,000. Next. So if you add those two together, what you have is a total cost of $3,382,000. We've already paid $157,000, that's, you know, the design fees and all of that stuff. So the amount left to pay is $3,225,000 if we decide to go forward. If you do the simple math and multiply that times 75%, the state is on the hook for $2,419,000. Which is pretty close because they've already spent $100,000 on planning, so $2.5 million, you know, in the ballpark. And the town share is $806,000. So if you say, in round numbers, the state's gotta put up $2.5 million, we gotta put up $800,000, that's not too far off. I mean, you know, if you wanna talk about it. Can you go back two slides? Broken down by buildings, you can see the serious money is in the police station, which is where it should be. The archive building is pretty expensive, and the maintenance building, because it's basically a large storage building with roll-up doors, and, you know, it doesn't have a lot of amenities, or I don't know what the term is, it doesn't have a lot of stuff in it, is the least expensive of all. The equipment, I really don't know what that means. He put that in there, and it's, I don't know if it's equipment for the archive building, maintenance building, and then admin building altogether, but I just, it's a line item, so I put it in there. I know it's not furniture, because furniture has a line item in there, but anyhow, whatever that means, might be air conditioners, I don't, or it might, he might be talking about those generators, that might be what that is. But anyhow, point is, that's what I came up with. And with that, I don't really have, Jamie, you have anything you wanna add?
I brought some of the early stuff when it came.
Oh, I do have some.
I couldn't remember how they came up with the design of the outside.
Yeah.
I brought some of that in the plans, if anybody.
Well, what I did was, and y'all can get up and go look in the front, what I did was I overlaid the existing conditions we have with the new station. And from that, you can see, if you draw, and in green, I have drawn out the driveways and all that stuff where the parking would be. There's a significant interference between what we're gonna build and the existing building, so I don't give a listen to that building.
I'll tear it out if we did.
The green is the driveway, right?
The green is the driveway. This is the old station.
Right.
This is the new station, and this is the town hall. So what I did was I drew the driveway, like going through Sally Ford, and then comes to the parking lot, and if you wanted to enter here, you can come through here and go to the parking lot. If this is demolished, if you leave this here, you don't demolish it, then it completely changes the traffic pattern, and it'd be difficult. And that assumes, you know, of course, we have a Sally Ford, which I think is a different part of the discussion. But it gives you an idea of the proximity of where this is and where this is. And you can see the maintenance building over here, the annex right here. So I drew that up so just so you could see it better.
And we have a $50,000 grant also if we do demolish.
We do have that to pay for the demolition?
Right. We really can use it for whatever we want to. We don't have to pay for it. It doesn't have to be for the station, but that's what Regina Barrow is the one who got it for us, and she said she'd like to help with the station, and that was an appropriation she came up with, so that would be an ideal thing to use for. It would seem to fit money-wise.
On demolition, I guess that would go out for a separate bid?
We could.
We can include it in all this?
We can include it as an alternate and see what they come up with, or we can just go out and do it ourselves. Either way.
I don't know. What is a demolition of a building like that cost?
I have no clue.
Nobody knows.
We asked that question.
Slab demolition as well.
Yeah, take slab out too.
No, we'll go back down the ground.
Back down the ground, because there's gonna be a parking lot for it there.
All concrete, and you not only gotta demolish it, you gotta move it somewhere, you gotta pay to take it.
Yeah, because that number could drastically increase if there's some.
Is there gas to that building?
Yeah.
There is?
Okay. Well, you know.
Well, that's gotta go with.
Yeah.
Well, that's the easy part. As long as there's no hazardous waste in there, asbestos is the big one everybody looks for, or lead in your paint. White demos houses all the time, a 3,000 or 4,000 square foot house, you're talking anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000. That's taking everything off the lot, it's gone.
Yeah. If I remember Tom, whenever you told him about the grant, he said 50 would be sufficient to do it.
Roy.
Versus bidding it out to just adding in a project. If you said my mind, I think it would be probably cheaper to add it in because you don't have to pay setup costs on all the equipment that already be here because they'd be doing groundwork anyway.
If you, demo is usually especially work in itself. So if you bid that project to build the building, which is this price, you're going to get a building contractor come in and get all those subs for those components. And he's also going to go get a sub to demo. And so whatever that demo sub is, he's going to mark 10 or 15% on it and throw it in there. If you go bid it to somebody to do it, that's got to be all cleared out of the way. And that, your new contractor has to understand what's going to be left after he leaves for him to put in his price if he has to do any preparatory work for it. Ground that he left a mess, or did he clean up, skin it to the dirt, and clean when he comes in?
We don't know the sequence of events either yet, do we? Are they going to first tear that down, and then what happens to him?
No,
so
they're going to tear it down to the left.
Yeah, they were going to leave us there first.
Yeah, no, that was part of the plan. That was one of the reasons for that was one advantage of moving it.
Yeah,
because he would have an office.
That creates a whole new problem if you did that.
No, we were going to move in before he tore it down.
What's your minimum gap there?
Gap between the two?
One inch is equal 20 feet. That's what the scale is.
Okay. I'm just talking about that gap right there.
37.
The corner to corner. About 25 feet?
Yes.
Okay, so that'd be plenty enough for equipment to get past and stuff.
Yeah, I need to come around and exit.
Yeah, okay.
Total project from start to finish, time-wise, as anybody said, or is he?
Yeah, he had that scheduled last week.
Was it 2015?
All right, if the construction actually starts in June, let's see, no way.
September.
If it starts in June of 14, it won't end till the end of 15, so.
June of 14, right?
That, according to this thing, that's what he just estimated. Because, you know, Wayne Delpas called the, he called the facility planning and asked to speak to the guy that's our new project manager because the other one had died. Well, they said he got promoted, so he's not our project manager. So the guy he's got, he has his normal workload plus everything that Henry Fry used to have plus everything Henry Fry's replacement had. So he's got, and the governor signed it with Fish, he said 174 pages of projects. Oh, yeah. So he told us, he said, that has to go to bond commission in July, and it's going, I mean, all the priority ones get approved. I was there one day when they did it. It's like, that'd be kidding. But anyway, when they get approved, then we got we got some paperwork to do, amend the application or something like that. But it's just a matter of us. Then after that's done, we give him the drawings, and he has to review the drawings before they go out for bid. Now, I don't know about you, but I ain't going to review those drawings. They're very thick, so I have no telling how long it take him to do that. And after they go out for bids, after we receive the bids, then he gets the bids, and he has to approve that the bids are okay before we can award it. So saying if we get loose in the fall, with actually being able to consider going out for bids, we'll be doing good if we in the middle of next year when we run construction, I think. That's my personal opinion. I don't really know, but that's my personal opinion. It won't be as quickly as we think it would.
Best guess would be first of the year, probably.
Because this is number 5 with project manager.
But you know, they do what they got to do, and they do what they can, and that's all we can do. I mean, everybody else is out there with their drawings waiting, so I don't know. We'll deal with that.
I think one good thing is that these guys do a lot.
Yeah, Tom Holden and them on the first name basis with all those guys over there. They know everybody over there, and they do this all the time. Their money depends on it. It's worth money to them to expedite facility planning, because the sooner they can get moving, the sooner they get their money too. So they are always in there for us. That's one of the advantages of having somebody that has a lot of experience.
You want to get a newsletter?
I guess what I'm looking for is a feel from the council on where we're going. Are we going to do this? Do we want to go back and tell them that we don't want to do this or take some scope out? If you're asking me for a recommendation, I think we should tell our architect to prepare a bid, and we should prioritize in reverse order the things that we may or may not do. For example, we can make the last priority demolition, where if the price comes in, it's very reasonable, we just leave it in there. But what he was saying, and I did not realize it until he said the other night, was that if you have three alternates and you decide to keep alternate number one, you can't delete alternate number two. You got to go from the bottom. So, you know, I mean,
you can't pick and choose.
No, you can't. You can't cherry pick. Well, I did not realize.
You got to put them in the order in which they'll be awarded.
So, if you ask me, the least priority up there is that Orcott building. If I was going to take anything out of a project, that would be out of it. I would want to see what the price of that thing is. Because really, that's a storage building, and we could always use storage, but, you know, we have potential for storage in other places. I don't see.
Or we could scale it down. Awesome.
Yeah. And scaling, what scaling down does for you is it goes back to the drawing board, which means that, you know, but not only the design, but you've got to wait for it to get redesigned and your review process, and then you really need to spend the money while it's there.
A lot of time and effort apparently went into coming up with this plan. And we had a plan more grandiose than this plan, and then half of that plan backed out, right? So we put together a plan with the people involved that felt they had a need for what we got on this projector screen up here. And, you know, we got people on the state level involved to help us out. And they went to bat for us. And they came back with a nice pie for us. And, you know, for every dollar we put up, the state gonna put up three. We ain't never gonna get that deal again, maybe. You know, and we can hem and haw and cut here and cut that. But I think you need to be the one knowing you need. Two, I don't think we cut anything out of none of this.
Honestly.
I don't want to build something that I need right now. I want to build something that's gonna serve us 25 years from now. You know, and we can talk about the design of the building. That building there, the way it's probably designed, is going to stand a lot longer than this one. And if some shit happened, and the way with the coast and whatnot, and the strength of these storms, that building is built for us to be able to run this town for a long time if some shit happened here. Because I can tell you, a bad hurricane come, all these rafters and all these shingles, they're going to be all over that new police station. We're going to have to clean them off of that. I can tell you, that metal structure and the way they're building buildings now, and the design code they got to meet storms and explosion index and all of that kind of stuff, that building there is going to be a building that we're going to be able to hang our hat on for a lot longer than we're going to be able to hang it on this one. You know? Can we survive in that building over there? Maybe. But go get a good inspection done on that. And look at the mold and the bad pipes. And the thing that's been pieced together and added on to it, and you got a maintenance bond that the bricks are falling off the side and the roof leak, and we don't want to put nothing in that hollow. That's a value to the town, and we got an opportunity to get 3-for-1 money to build something that's going to serve this town a lot longer. Yeah, we might not need the storage space in 10 years. We might need it in 30. And the way this town is, you know, we control the reins and the way this thing is growing, and we've allowed some smart growth. And I guarantee you, when they start cracking ground across the highway on that 1,500 lot deal, they're going to be asking you to annex that part of it.
And you gotta have a police station that can service what this town's gonna be like in 25 years. So as far as all the questions on this paper, you know, if I'm going to, you know, and I'm gonna get to Joey in a minute, but do we need it? Yeah, I think the town needs it for the future. What's the cost of it? I think we're getting it at 25% of the cost. So if I went to all these quarters, I went to Oaks, and I bought a house, and they say, look, it appraised for $400, but I'll let you have it for $100, I'm buying every one of them. I'm a flip. You know, modern design, you know, hey, I understand we got a lot of historical things in this town, and we holding on to that heritage. But I guarantee you, I ain't knocking Eddie Stowe, but what architectural design we got on J.W. Food Mart? You know, or Los Palmas building over that. You know, I think people that we want to draw here are young, progressive people that want young, progressive design. They want Bruton to be a modern city as well as hold on to what they got. You know, the bulk of our major historical stuff is probably behind the living on the wall. You know, we got a few buildings, and Ms. Boudreau has done a fantastic job of getting our heritage on the map. So I think the progressive design is fantastic. The amenities, I like them all. You know, the chemical industry, and talking to Jamie, and the state's doing the same thing. Hey, if you work it down, and you get over 310 pounds, and you go on medical, they're going to put you on eating plan. And if you don't make your target weights, you go in the house, because you're on fit for duty. And, you know, why should we have guys going all over? We can do it right here. The town can take advantage of it. We can do everything in-house. Demolition of the police station, I think it needs to go. The Sally Port, that's a safety feature. And maybe not right now, because we're not open. But is this area growing, and that early sprawl comes from Baton Rouge? Do you want them to unload somebody and walk them in open air where they can take off on them? The next thing you know, we on Live Oak, we on Allen Street, we looking for somebody. But when that car pulls in and them doors close and that guy gets out and tries to run, and all he can do is run in the four walls, I kind of like that. So I'm not in favor of changing anything. I think we put up the 800 when it's time, and we get 3.4 back. That's a safe bet. That's money we never gonna maybe see again. And build for the future. Don't build for the now. You know, I can't see sentimental value in that building. It's not a sentimental value building. It's not 100 years old anymore. You know, I asked you the question the other day, why we move out of as a town if it's a good building? We can, with the amount of people we got here, we could certainly be in that council chamber with a lot of room. You said, well, we need to grow. You know, well, the police department, we need to be able to grow in that. And with that command center and all of that stuff, I think that's just smart growth. And I'm 100% for it.
Shane, if you have an opinion on this, you really ought to express it.
Don't ask the question if you don't want to answer.
Well, okay, we can mark you as down as unsure, right?
Right, man. I might want to add something
to it. What I was going to say, and Jamie can get with me on this, and Wayne could too, when we started this 3-4 years ago, we've been through so many sets of these plans, and we have actually cut and shaved plenty of stuff off that we didn't need, even whenever it was recommended to us not to. But we did because we, you know, a holding cell. I don't ever foresee us needing that. If you have a holding cell, you have to staff, you have to feed the prisoners, you have to, it's a headache. We're going to book them here, we're going to go to the jail, but we have cut, you know, a lot of stuff off of it. I think your storage building, I think you need it for both the town and the police department. We rent a place now for a lot of stuff that we store. Y'all use the old council chambers over there to store what you have to store records, you know, crime control wise. It takes them 3 trailers, there's a parking place to get them out of the weather, you know. I don't think I'm like Shane. If you don't sell me a house for $100,000 and value that $400,000, I'm gonna buy it and flip it. You know, that's my opinion as a citizen and as a chief.
I think we have to look at when we cut, we lose the 75% of what we cut. So we only put up 25%. We cut the maintenance building, we save $90,000 from the town's give or take, town's portion, but then we lose the other $200,000 that the state was gonna put up. So when you start cutting the save on the town side, I think we need to look at what we lose on that side if we cut. My first impression when I got here was a $3.2 million police station, which is what I heard on the street, and everybody's freaking out. Well, it's three buildings. It's not a police station. It's more of a complex. The police station is a bulk of it, but let's face it.
That's why I put that together, because that was, it seemed to me after last week and leading into last week that that was the impression people had.
Right.
One police station.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's all you get. And one police station, 3.2. Well, hey, that sounds like too much money for a police station.
We're going to change things.
In fact, Fish got accosted at a golf match the other day about that from people. And he told me the same thing. So I said, well, maybe we need to lay this out where we can actually see it. Not the $2.2 billion chicken feed, but
well, do we need it today? Probably not. But to get someone to fund 75% of it that we'll need in the future, obviously I would do that.
So, like Shane said, I think we're building for the future rather than now. We can't let these funds get away from us, for sure.
For a hurricane, if y'all hadn't been here, we could put a fire station next to it. I think we have maybe a little bit more room in our office, but we don't have the stuff to cook and do whatever we need to do.
I know we can't move on this tonight, but I don't see any reason not to keep the train rolling.
The reason I'm saying that is if we need to give our architect different direction, this is what the council's inclined to do. They want this, but they don't want that, or whatever. And whatever the answer is, I'm good with it. Shane, I think it would be prudent, even though we intend to do everything, I think it'd be prudent on our part to include the only alternate being the demolition of the building. And the reason I say that is because if we decide to spend the $50,000 that was given to us on that, we save 100% of that. And it counts, as according to Wayne, it counts as part of our matching share. I don't know the rule book like I know baseball, but I'm getting the impression that if we spend that money, it gets to count as part of our matching part. So we can, it doesn't hurt us to put it as an alternate, and all we gotta do is say, we want to do it.
Right.
We want to zero contract to do it.
Yep.
But,
I think that's so smart.
One other thing I thought about.
It doesn't do anything against us.
But I still don't think the old station needs to go.
I think the consensus now is it's going one way or the other.
Right, yeah. I mean, however we pay for it.
One way or the other.
Right.
And I know exactly what Roy's saying. There ain't no way that general contractor is going to be in the business of building and demolishing old buildings. He's going to find every jackleg he can find. And the advantage of getting him to do it is that Joey don't have to fool with no bidding documents. Joey don't have to fool with no guy when he screws it up. I don't have to fool with if he tears something up, if his truck backs up into the new building that the contractor just built and, got to repair that. I don't have to fool with none of that stuff laying on the highway. Town of Brule's out of that. We got a general contractor. Having trouble with your demolition guy? Knock yourself out. We pay.
But we would still have $50,000 to draw from to do that, right?
That's right.
I forgot to mention to you and Shane, y'all came to that meeting at Clinton Police Department, talked about that building a little bit. They moved in there a little less than 20 years ago, and that building's probably 100 years old.
That ugly thing?
Yeah. They remodeled it, and they spent $1.3 million 20 years ago when they remodeled it.
It used to be a furniture store, right?
Yeah.
Towards the restaurant.
That's an ugly building.
But it was at $1.3 million is what they spent to make it a police station.
Who was in charge of selecting the paint? That's all I want to know.
One of the
ugliest building. It's orange. It's like a orange and pink
a
mix.
Mustard.
Yeah, whatever.
A Dijon mustard.
All right, so there's no vote tonight, of course, but the consensus is we want to go forward with the project. tell the architect to, at the earliest possible date, we want to go out for bids as is, and the only alternate we'll have is the demolition. If, and we may end up letting them do that too. We'll decide when the bids come in. Does anybody disagree with that?
What will help the architect and it keeps y'all all out of trouble? If you say alternate, there's two ways to put it. You can add it onto the contract to demo it, or you can delete it from the contract so he does not do the demo. And the only reason you do either or is if your share, town share of 806, if that's your budget 806, and when the bids come in, your shares would be over 806, and you'd want to take the demolition out of the contract.
That's right.
So you can get your share to 806.
Right. That's what I think.
You need to know it. I advise you to put it down in conversation like you have here why you would do it, because that's when trouble begins, is when you go out with just everybody talking behind the back and you get a bid and somebody says, oh, we don't want or we want, and you start jimmying, jockeying behind closed doors of awarding or not awarding. That's when everybody gets
in
trouble.
I don't know how it is in the civil world outside of a fence line. I know inside a fence line, the chemical plant, even you said that on, that's expensive. I don't know how to be on a project airport. Like this.
It's like say airport.
But add on.
No, I think what Roy's trying to say is I think our architect would be surprised. I know for sure I'd be very surprised. Everybody I've talked to, if these bids go out at any time relatively soon, and it comes in above what he has estimated, I'd be shocked. Very shocked. Right? You know, we're counting on, it's very competitive out there right now. There's a lot of people that are bidding on a lot of things, and I'd be very surprised if it's above this. Very, very surprised. But could be, you know. But like Roy was saying, if you put it in there as an alternate to take it out, and the bids come in 10% lower than the estimate, then you got plenty of money, just keep it sucking in there. You know? Just keep it in there.
That's the discussion you really have, and is the 806 number a number you can live with or you can't live with?
Oh yeah, we're going to live with it.
If 806 is what you can live with, you take the bids. If it comes at 3.3 or 3.4 million, your 806 is covered, and you keep on going down the road. If it comes in at 3.6 million, that's over, and it gets into your moving you up to $815,000 or $830,000, then you would delete a portion of it, you'd have it outlined in your contract to delete.
Well, my sense is if the bids come in and they're above the estimate, within reach, we're probably going to do it anyway. You know, I mean, we're not starving. It's not like we're borrowing money. We got money. Just we hoping money. It's hope.
What I'm introducing you to is the public bid law. When two bidders get out here in the audience, and you're bidding a $3.3 million project, and a $500 to $1,000 to $4,000 apart, that second bidder who was teed off because he didn't get it, he's going to go look it into your bid prospects. I'm going to tell you, I'm involved in one in Baton Rouge right now, and it's hell on wheels because the two contractors are just fighting.
We just bid the whole thing out of alternates.
Well, by state law, when they submit a bid, the only thing they can submit in the bid is the bid and the bid bond, and the power of attorney to sign that contract. Well, in the old days, people used to put up little pieces of paper. You may have Davis-Bacon wage rates or some other submittals that got to be there. They cannot come in with the bid. They have to come in separately. Baton Rouge has it. You got to have it in within 10 days after the bid. All that paperwork has to be in order. The second bidder waited till the 11th day, went to check to see if the low bidder had all that paperwork. He didn't. They tried to award it to the low bidder. The second bidder protested and went to suit. The second bidder got it in court, but he had to hire the low bidder to be his sub. And now got them all fighting.
Wow.
Now we're talking about a $25 million project.
Plus time delay.
And we are 6 months into the job and then stuck the first piece of pipe in the ground because the contract was a fight.
What's your recommendation? After all that,
I think you ought to just bid it, and if you think money is an issue, if you think it's going to come there, put that one deductive alternate in there to delete the demolition from the contract if the bids get way too high. That's the way out of it. And that way it's cut and dry.
But one alternate to delete only is okay.
Well, if that's what you want to do.
No, I know, if we want to do that, but I mean, that's not going to cause a legal headache or any kind.
No, we want the demolition done.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine, huh?
Is there a match on the 50 or not, is that 100%?
The match is, the way it was explained to me.
On the demolition?
No, the 50is a separate.
100%?
A separate grant to the town of Brule for the purposes of helping us build this building, whichever, wherever we want to use, there's no matches.
So that's 100%?
It's 100%.
That's great.
It's 100%.
I see you do a wrong thing, you put that alternate just for the demo.
That's it.
You bid all the, you bid building it, and you bid building with the demo, and you can take the demo out.
Right.
And then if everything comes out, then we got $50,000, we can do landscaping.
I will, I'll write an email tomorrow to our architect, with a copy to our project manager, he's still there tomorrow. And a copy to all of you guys, and it's going to say that the town of Brule would like to provide the following direction. Bid the thing out as is, with one alternate being the demolition only, and proceed with all haste in that direction. All right, that's good, I appreciate y'all providing the feedback, because that's really what the goal of this was from the beginning, is to make sure that y'all are comfortable with what we're doing, and we're all going in together. Mayor's report, we have sent the. See, I had fire district under, oh, never mind, I got, oh, and governmental affairs, I skipped two of them, actually. Governmental affairs.
Yeah.
Ms. Bourgeois, oh, that's what she was.
We took pictures of the splash pad.
Why don't we have Joey with his swimming suit?
Well, we. Provided by West Baton Rouge Recreation.
So it's still.
Band of Park. And it is being used.
Joey's available for pictures.
I said that'd be a great photo.
Sherry, I would like to compliment the Advocate. In the sports section Sunday, did you see the last page of the sports section? There was a person who caught a 321-pound marlin. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
I saw it.
You saw a tail, right? You saw, what looked better to you, the fish or the fisherman?
I never saw the fish. See, I saw the picture.
You saw it? Who, did you prefer the fish or the fisherman?
Of course, the fisherman.
Fisherwoman.
Fisherwoman. Trust me, if you were taking a picture next to that fish, it would have been the other, vote would have been the other way. Man.
I'm going to look at it.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
You got to go check it out.
Anyway, it's in operation.
I did too.
We're using it. Different times of the day, too, not just afternoon.
You don't look at the sports section.
So that's a different views of it.
Do you know the times of it?
It's from, I want to say, 7 in the morning till 8 at night, or right before dark. And Pee Wee was explaining the other day, there's a timer on it, if it's not used for like 30 straight minutes, then it goes off, but there's a touchpad at the end, so like you got to step on it, and you have to step on it with a bare foot or something like that, but it's supposed to be in operation basically during the whole, almost the whole daylight hours, except for the morning, you know.
It's got motion sensor in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the little step sensor. We went there, down, was that about 1 o'clock, 12:30 or 1 o'clock, and they had a couple of parents out there, children then, but mostly in the late afternoon, they shoot. So it is being.
How many of those do they do?
Irwinville, Addison, Brule. But we're the only one that has oak tree. Others just have generic things.
Yeah, the, Pee Wee was telling me the delay in getting it going, they sent the drawings to DHH. And DHH said that according to their figures, that the size of that thing meant there's 165 kids who could be using it at the same time.
What?
And, it just gets better. And therefore, we didn't have enough water fountains be within a certain distance, and we didn't have enough bathrooms within a certain distance. Now, I can just see these kids gonna say, oh, wait, I gotta go to the bathroom. Hold it, I gotta go to the bathroom. Yeah, like I used to do when I was swimming in Spring Bayou. Oh, excuse me, fellas, I gotta get on the bank and go to the bathroom. That I can use in Cocoa Dream, you know, whatever. No, and so he had to put three water coolers out there, and he has, and now the parish is gonna have to build restrooms within a certain distance there. Now, the T-ball field in Addis is about a mile and a half from the restroom, okay? The T-ball field way the hell out there. And we've been playing T-ball with thousands of people out there all these years, but they put a water park, now they get a bill of the restroom out there. Or they wouldn't give a permit to start up.
The
back one, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
I don't know if you got it, but see the little coils and the water and the little froth thing does the water and then those buckets too.
I think that was going to have a change.
Okay, that's the edge of the froth on the right hand side. But anyway.
All right.
Kids enjoy.
Other matters, I got in the mail today, the official signed resolution from the parish council relative to the fire, reforming the fire district into one fire district. So I will get you a copy of it. Tom, I need you to word it for us. I will give it to you right now. Word it so that the town, it's a concurring resolution that we have to do. They passed it and that's the only copy I have, so keep it. Yeah, but it'll be on the agenda for next week, and it's actually the town council that votes on it, not the fire board, so that's good. So we can get that taken care of next week. And that'll just you'll be able to read it, but it says this intention is to have one fire district. Mayor's report, we have the bid packages out for a sewer jetter. We had to replace two chlorinator pumps to the tune of a couple of $1,000 at the sewer pond. Carpet has been installed in Wayne's office and in the Centennial Room, so that concludes the carpeting for downtown. Stonewall Plantation has actually started their project. We had a pre-construction meeting, and you can see the work going on there. And at the same time, Rule Elementary School has started their project, so we've got two projects going at the same time, but they've talked to each other and they're going to time it so that one doesn't get in the way of the other one. We have done either three or four very large patches on Orleans Quarters, and they're holding up very well, and the neighbors are just thrilled. We had a very nice hurricane prep meeting. We had a hurricane prep meeting at Bayou Bistro the other day, and we had a lot of people there, the parish people, the garbage people, the emergency response people, all of our maintenance people. It was very well attended. What they said. Y'all saw that the state has resurfaced the Main Street in LeBeau. They will be coming back with rings. They have several projects where they're doing the same thing. They'll have some rings to lift up the sewer manholes. They're bumpy now, but they're supposed to fix that. The letters are out, and people are coming in to sign their temporary servitudes along Arlene Street, that public project we got going back there. They're coming in. Wayne's keeping track of it. It looks like about half of them are coming already.
I didn't
know. Huh?
I didn't know.
A week and a half, 2 weeks?
2 weeks ago. I didn't get it.
Maybe you're not getting it. You got a dish on you?
Mm-hmm.
That's Wayne DeWolf. That's what he said. We attended a CRPC meeting in Central. They have a new executive director, Jamie Setz. He used to work for the Highway Administration, federal government. Chamber monthly meeting, there was the guy that had a car was there, and he had some pretty good comments, but I told him after the meeting that if they didn't do anything else in their lifetime, putting out those summaries of the constitutional amendments was great, but the legislature didn't pass any constitutional amendments, so we're not going to have any in the next election. So, and quite disturbing. I got about 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. I got an email. I mean, a email with a letter attached Trinity Marine is shutting down. Starting September 5th, and they'll be completely shut down by December 31st. And there's a list of the jobs that are going away, 201 jobs are going away. All kinds of jobs.
They've done it before.
Yeah, but still.
Just downsized.
They're completely shutting down.
Joey.
No, permanent plant closes. They've done it for you.
You can bump them. I'm almost sure they're coming out of Cane Field, but I knew Harry Laws was going to be doing some timber hogs. I know they just did another survey, and they're probably cutting in the next month. So just maybe bump them, see where they're going to come out after some of the road work was done, and then some congestion and whatnot. If they come out to Cane Field, it'll be best. Which I think they're all based on where they're going to cut, but you know, just don't have the trucks coming out of the school. Which I don't think they are, but you can bump them on that.
That's all I have. Remarks for our privilege.
Start the little subdivision over here. I'm already.
Yeah, or Stonewall.
Stonewall.
That's Stonewall. That's all. Remarks for personal privilege, anyone?
What is the Brewer School doing? What project they doing?
Expanding the school.
Permanent building.
Permanent building, yeah.
Probably good. They do have it at the same time.
Yes, bonding and.
They need.
But when they had the pre-construction meeting, what they going to do is they're going to do the parking lot on the Stonewall side first, so that teachers and all can park in there, and then they're going to move over to the other side. They'll be finished on that side. They don't know.
It's kind of good.
Yeah.
You think we're able to redo the loop-de-loop?
Oh, you'd have to ask them. I don't know.
That's every year.
We can't regress on that.
Well, you need to understand that if you need to talk about it, you might have to go to Atlanta, Georgia. Because Dean Hotard has partnered with some people from Atlanta. We know Dean's not making any deal. They make a deal on it, is he? No. This is a partner, right? Anybody else?
Maybe for next week, for the minutes, we need to include that we have that reception tonight. It was very well attended.
Bring that up.
Put that in the minutes next week.
I got you. It was well attended. It was very nice. You know, those people have done a wonderful job in the water system, I want to tell you. And they turned that thing over with, what, $120,000 surplus?
How much surplus?
With the new well and everything. All right, announcement.
$200,000, it was assets, the water board.
How much?
What assets?
How much of a surplus did y'all turn over to the parish from the water board?
Over a million.
Oh, a million, okay. A million here, a million.
We're 3.5 to 4 million.
Yeah, why don't we transfer it over to the police station?
Yeah.
For now.
Anybody else have anything? Scott, you have anything? No, anybody else have anything?
Yeah. I heard you got a new computer.
Yeah, look, y'all, they were predicting that I'd be doing a lot of cussing today. But you see, I've already got Windows 7 and 8. Windows 8 ain't that much different, really. I only had one meltdown, is because when I set the time before it hibernates and all that stuff, it didn't work. I'd have to put my new password in every 5 minutes. But I fixed it this afternoon.
When he gets a new phone from Verizon, the Verizon representative calls me a week ahead of time and prepares me.
Yeah.
And Debbie says she's going to take 2 weeks off the first day you die.
I thought it was a good idea. The time she wants to take off, I think it's a good idea. But what do you think, Jay? me and Jay are on the same page. The time she wants to take off, it's all right.
I'll sign the vacation.
Okay, somebody else. Y'all going to have to raise your hands a little bit higher. No, she didn't. Go ahead, what you want? Yes, ma'am.
Cash assets were $1.5 million. And the system was conservatively assessed at about 3.5 to 4 million, 4.5 million.
And that money's supposed to stay in the southern end.
Well, then how do you come out 1.2 then? How do you come out 1.2?
Less in cash assets, and then the total system with the cash.
No, I'm only talking about the cash. It's 1.2 or 1.5?
It's close to 1.5, I think.
Okay. Well.
I mean, that was even after we paid for it, because we had the money in another.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's
Because we thought it was going to be well over a million, and it was under.
Yeah, I mean, turn it over system and the condition it's in, and with a new well and everything else, my goodness, I mean, that's unheard of.
And all the piping's up to date.
Oh, yeah, everything, it's wonderful. I mean, it's, you can't beat that. Okay, anybody else? Karen, you don't have anything?
He stopped Ryan.
All he wrote down was that he'd go look at the sports section. Announcements, town hall closed on July 4th, Independence Day. Fire meeting will be July 8th, which is next Monday at 6 p.m. And landmark and heritage meeting will be July 15th at 6:30. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Mr. Rhodes, second by Mr. Richard. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed nay. The ayes have it.
7:34.